Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you.
Oh,
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. Well, the word of the Lord comes alive, and we say thank you. We come to bless your name today, Lord God, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, and we say thank you. Oh, have your way this awesome Sunday morning from the pulpit to the back door today, and we say thank you. Rule and reign in our homes, in our neighborhoods today, Lord God, and we say thank you, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We will look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Our strength comes from the Lord. Our peace comes from the Lord. And we say thank you. We complete the blood of Jesus, the healing blood of Jesus over this line, over every household represented on this line today. Have your way in our lives, Lord God. Order our footsteps, Lord God. Lead and direct us in all truth today, Lord God. Have your way in the nation today, Lord God. And we just say thank you. We lift up all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to you today. Have your way in their lives, Lord God. Protect and keep them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over every nursing home, every hospital. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Every sick and shut in their homes today, have your way, Lord God. And we just say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over the air, Lord God, because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. Have your way this awesome Sunday morning, and we say thank you. We lift up all the homeless all over the universe to you today, Lord God. Open up doors for the homeless that can't no man close. Close doors that can't no man open. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you for a break anointing on this line today. Destroy yokes and burdens in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We say, have your way, Lord God. Because, Father, without you, we are nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. With you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we thank you for your strength today. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, the mind to know who we are, who we belong to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's our bright and morning star in a dark situation. Have your way, Lord God. We plead the blood over all our neighborhoods today, Lord God. Drive out every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit. And we welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in our neighborhoods. We plead the healing blood, in the mighty name of Jesus, over every children's hospital today, Lord God, in the emergency rooms on today, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, in the IC units today in the hospital, God. Have your way, Lord God. Do a new thing for them, through them, and around them today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Amen. And hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, we need you, and we're nothing without you. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Father. Yes, Father God, thank you for waking us up this morning, oh, Father God. Giving us the breath of life, oh, Father God, to experience you again and the things that you're going to do for us, oh, Father God, throughout the land that you have put us in, oh, Father God, to be examples for you here up in the earth, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, we honor you, glorify you, magnify you, oh, Father God. You are awesome, and there's no one like you, oh, Father God. It's like the 24 elders, oh, Father God, up in heaven, oh, Father God, in the holy, holy. Hope is the Lord, Father God, and that you are, oh, Father God. Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for healing our bodies, oh, Father God, inwardly and outwardly, oh, Father God. From the things that we may have been entangled with, oh, Father God, things that we may have picked up, oh, Father God, other things we may have had came at one point of our life to believe in. But you showed us the truth, oh, Father God, through your Son, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, oh, Father God. And he showed us the way, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for sending your Son, oh, Father God, to take upon the sins, oh Father God, of not just for me, but for the whole world, oh Father God, so that we may be free, oh Father God, to learn of you, to walk with you, to understand you, to see you in all things, oh Father God, that you have created here upon the earth, oh Father God. And we thank you, oh Father God, for you have made some of us stewards, oh Father God, stewards of your word, oh Father God, stewards of the things that you have put before us, oh, for the endeavors, oh Father God, that you that we have undertaken, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, because you are right there with us, oh Father God. Father God, in your word, you say you never leave us, never forsake us, oh Father God. Oh, and we thank you, oh Father God, for that great love that you have toward us, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you for restoration, oh Father God. We thank you for healing, oh Father God, in our bodies, oh Father God, our natural bodies, and also our spirit, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for washing us with your word, oh Father God. Because in your word, oh Father God, that we may have taken on some things that have darkened us, or have caused our robes, oh Father God, to be red. Oh, Father God, break crucible, oh Father God, from the blood of deceptiveness, oh Father God, of things that was not of you, oh Father God, but you, oh Father God, the great love that you have for us, oh Father God. You teach every last one of us individually, oh Father God, and you wash us and you cleanse us and you make it white as snow. Oh Father God, I thank you and I honor you and glorify you, oh Father God, for things that you are doing behind the scenes, oh Father God, for us, oh Father God. For sending your warning ministering angels, oh Father God, to our behalf, oh Father God, because of things we have undertaken, oh Father God, and things that you see, oh Father God, that we don't even see, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for fighting on our behalf, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for even for providing for us, oh Father God, the armor, oh Father God. And especially in this dispensation season, oh Father God, the helmet of salvation, oh Father God, so that all our thoughts, oh Father God, would be upon you, oh Father God, seeing you in all things, oh Father God. Because even in that, oh Father God, even for the trials and tribulation of the things that's going on in the world, oh Father God, your word said that you would give us perfect peace if our minds are stayed upon you, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, thank you, oh, Father God, to hear you have filled every void, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, that you kept us up in the loop, oh, Father God, because in your word, you say you never forsake us or never leave us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for the things that's going on up in the world and that you are covering us, oh, Father God. Father God, they have entities that have taken the things of the world that's happening in the heavens and going on things around the world. Oh, Father God, they love to use certain times to do certain things. Oh, Father God, but I thank you, oh, Father God, for if some of us are ignorant of those things, oh, Father God, and our eyes have not been opened to those things, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you again, oh, Father God, for your great love that you have poured us, for covering us, oh, Father God, and that the enemy, oh, Father God, will not be able to use those things against us as he has used those things against us in the past because of our ignorance of certain things, oh, Father God. I have not studied to show ourselves knowledgeable in certain areas, oh Father God, but your great love for us, oh Father God. We honor you and thank you again for covering us, oh Father God. Oh Father God, even in your word, you say the children of the world is much more wiser, oh Father God, than your children in some things, oh Father God. But we have you, oh Father God, because the thing that we have not come to be knowledgeable of, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for covering us in those areas, oh Father God, and protecting us, oh Father God, where the enemy, oh Father God, will not be able, oh Father God, to do what he has done before or to enter in the way and through doors that he has entered in into our lives before, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you for your blessing, your covering, oh Father God, over our spirit and over our physical bodies, oh Father God. We thank you again for your healing and setting everything in order, oh, Father God, because in your word you say that life is in the blood, oh, Father God, and we thank you for your blood, oh, Father God, cleansing us, washing us, and covering us, not just for us, oh, Father God, but we are representatives of you, and we thank you for covering, oh, Father God, those who we interact with, our family members, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for that, for the healing going forth in those areas, for our loved ones, even our friends, oh, Father God. And even in your word, Father God, you tell us to love our enemies, oh, Father God. So I ask this, oh, Father God, on behalf of all of us that's on the line and your people, for our enemies also, oh, Father God, that we may have a heart for them, oh, Father God, and come to the understanding, oh, Father God, because it may not be them, oh, Father God, that they may be being used by the enemy, oh, Father God, but for our eyes to see and our love that we have up in our heart, oh, Father God, we will not react, oh, Father God, to the way the world may have subject us to react to it, but we react to things according to your word, oh, Father God, and the love that you have shown toward us that we show toward others, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify you again, oh, Father God, for all that you have done and all the things that you are setting up in our lives, oh, Father God, opening doors, oh, Father God, unto us, oh, Father God, having us move, oh, Father God, unseen, oh, Father God, by the enemy and the things and our endeavors, oh, Father God. We thank you for your healing, oh, Father God, especially in our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions and everything attached to those things, oh, Father God. Oh, again, we thank you for your armor, oh, Father God, covering us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you have given us, oh, Father God, to walk as ambassadors here upon the earth, oh, Father God, doing your will, oh, Father God, here upon this earth, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, thank you, oh, Father God, that we have an ear for you and you alone, oh, Father God, because the voice of a stranger we will not adhere to, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for taking a blinders off our eyes, oh, Father God, so that we may see, oh, Father God, what's going on truly behind the veil and the intentions and in the hearts and the thoughts of others, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us so great, oh, Father God, of salvation, oh, Father God, that you have saved us and delivered us from, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, we honor you, glorify you, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for restoration again. We thank you for restoring each and every one of us in our bodies, oh, Father God, removing, oh, Father God, infirmity, sickness, and disease far from us, oh, Father God. And those areas, oh, Father God, that we were accustomed to moving and acting in, we thank you for filling it, oh, Father God, where when the enemy may try to come back and see if it is filled, it's filled with you, oh, Father God. It's filled with your presence. It's filled with the Holy Spirit, oh, Father God. And anything that is not of you will not be able to enter in like it has entered in before, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we honor you. We thank you and we glorify you, oh, Father God, because there's none like you. Oh, we thank you for your healing, oh, Father God, for our soul. Shalom.
Oh, Father, how much do we love you, Father. We love you, Father, because surely you are worthy. You are worthy to be uplifted. You are worthy to be extolled. You are worthy to be worshipped. Father, you have given to each one of us, Lord God, that we may open up our hearts unto you, to invite you, Lord God, to remain, to invite you to sup. We thank you even now, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. If you've called us, Lord God, with such a great call, and you have given to us, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, for those who will receive it, to receive it with gladness of heart, to go out into places, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, and to compel men to come unto you, Father. Father God, it is the secret place that you desire us to be in, Father. It is the place under your wings where you protect us, O Father. You even show unto us, Lord God, the snare of the fowler. You even tell us in advance, O God, that if the good man had known at which hour, my Father, that the thief would have come, he would not have suffered his house to be broken into. We pray even now in the name of Yeshua concerning, Lord God, this world that we live in, but not of. And we pray for those that are called by your name, those that may be entangled in bondages and entrapments and ensnarements, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, as we send forth your word throughout the land, throughout the sevenfold of the continents, O Father, as we speak forth your word, because your word has no barrier, in the name of Yeshua, when it comes to you, because you are not in time, O Father. We speak it forth, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, to those that you have called by name, that they would hear you, Father, that they would hear you and come even now. We thank you even now, Lord God, as the yokes are being broken, the bondages are being destroyed. For you said in your word, the Egyptians will be no more. Those who gathered in secret, na so te be e la nana makuna, that spoke me makute de be ke la nana makuna, that they wanted to make loka lana bako se be ke ele makuna, the father's people to work hard like it was the Egyptians. We send the word, me ke la nana bako nana makat se bako tu, in the council of darkness that gathered together to speak words that are contrary to what your kingdom has said. We speak the word of the living God. He said the Egyptians would be no more. Father, we thank you even now in the name of Yeshua, as your word must come to pass, because not one will return unto you void. Father God, as we cry out even in this hour, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, for those who do not know you, Lord God, there is a great calling, a calling for those to come, come. They come, ma, so that they make a lebo, son of a car, lanerebo, so what is your daylight, me, son, neke, lanerebo, so he told us to work, nah, so because he said when night cometh, no man can do such, so to make a because it will go to the vacasta, lanerebo, so Father God, we thank you even now in the name of Yeshua. Those who think that they cannot make it, those who think there is no other way, ma ko da na na mo ko sa, we speak in the midst, me me ke yele boko de baka san de ke yele boko to, as the Lord himself, ma draws by his spirit. We make a decree in the atmosphere, in the regions and the territories. Na so to ba alan ne deboko nana baka sa meke yere boko so de bekete. As there a great calling, na so de boko to the calling me meke in the realm of the spirit for those that belong to Yeshua, Amashiach, ma so de boko to de bekete come. Those that have been bound and twisted, that their minds have been contorted by the lies of the enemy, we make a decree in the realm of the spirit that they are free, that they are no longer bound by that which will twist their thoughts. Nay, so nama ason de bebe e la na, that that which was brought into their bodies to change the consistency, of the DNA. But we decree and declare in this hour, in the name of Yeshua, as the Father has given us his authority, when the Holy Spirit came and dwelled within, we send forth a word, na so de beke, ye le boko, so de baka, na na de boko, so that will cause destruction to that which entered into the body, ma ko. That some were not even aware of, but we make a decree that they would not be controlled by the things of those that have gathered together, that place in the midst, in chemicals, a time release
But we make a decree in the realm of the spirit that that which was sent to cause minds to be controlled, we command destruction to the time release. We command it destroyed, that it has no authority over those that belong to the Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, that he did not cause not one to walk in fear, because he did not give not one a spirit of fear, but he said a power of love and a sound mind. And that power was the authority that was given to each and every one that received the Holy Spirit. Father God, we make a decree in the realm of the spirit that we no longer walk according to the things of this world, nor of the counsel of this world, but we walk in the counsel of the spirit of the living God. We seek him day and night in the name of Yeshua. But we come to reflect the very presence of the living God, because he said he made us in his image after his likeness. He made male and female. He made them in the name of Yeshua. Father God, we thank you even now as your word is going forth in the name of Yeshua throughout the land, throughout the continents, over the waters, in the name of Yeshua, as you're preparing us for that which is to come, that we may stand as your people and would not be moved, by the sounds of any instrument that the enemy will use to conceive and contrive that which is of darkness against the people of the living God, but we command it is destroyed. We decree and declare that every individual that hears the word of God, that everything that he gave as far as talents, that each one of them will be utilized and multiplied, that when the Father comes, we will say, here, Father, I didn't just bring what you gave me, but I multiplied it. We make a decree in the realm of the Spirit, in the name of Yeshua, that there's a multiplying of bringing the souls into the kingdom of the living God. There is a multiplying of bringing in those that were hurt, that they are no longer hurt, but now they're healed by the word of the living God, in the name of Yeshua, knowing that the Lord himself is the one that heals. He's the one that make intercession for each and every one of us in the name of Yeshua, to know in the name of Yeshua that he's the one that lives on the inside. He cleanses, purges, washes, purifies, sanctifies in the name of Yeshua. He's the one that cauterizes the very thoughts of the enemy, the very sounds of the enemy would attempt to bring against the people of the living God, knowing that the Lord thy God, he himself is the only Father, and there is none but him. And therefore, we stand boldly upon your word in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, knowing that we will not be moved by any sound in the earth in the name of Yeshua that's contrary to your sound, Father God, but we hear you and obey you only in the name of Yeshua. We thank you even now, Father God, as your word will go in the midst, Lord God, of companies, corporations, Lord God, businesses, Lord God, where there was an ensnare and a fear that was placed upon the people. As they stood upon your word, but we thank you even now, Lord God, that you have come and spoken for them, that they don't have to be concerned, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, concerning that which is being said and done, Lord God, matriculated, Lord God, in forms of control, but we thank you even now that it is being removed and the people of God will stand, oh God, that they will stand in the name of Yeshua, even as Asariah, Lord God, even as, Lord God, oh my, the other two Hebrew boys stood and said, even if you don't, we know that you're able, Father, but even if you don't, we will not bow. We will not bow to the thoughts and the sounds of that which will move in different, Lord God, codes and different, Lord God, and the strings and cords in the name of Yeshua. We will not bow down to the elemental, Lord God, spirits of the earth. In the name of Yeshua, we will not bow down to it, nor will we be moved by it, but we will only be moved by the word that will come forth in the name of Yeshua from the mouth of the Lord himself as we go before his throne daily in the name of Yeshua, as he would draw us in the realm of the spirit before him and give us an assignment daily to do and to move in the name of Yeshua. We decree and declare that our men are rising up and going forth in the name of Yeshua, as our women will walk alongside of and not behind in the name of Yeshua, because he created them in the name of Yeshua, that they will move and synchronize, oh my Father, according to your word in the name of Yeshua. Oh Father God, doing that which you have called them to do, oh God, destroying the host of darkness and decreeing the very light of the gospel to move in the places that you have set them in the realm of the spirit to move in the name of Yeshua, as you will send, oh Father, your angels before them, and that your angels will move on behalf of them, and that your angels, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, will cause destruction in the places where the enemy has set an assignment to cause them to be destroyed. But the enemy, oh God, of their soul shall be destroyed in the name of Yeshua. We thank you now. You said after these days, those things will occur according to Revelation chapter 7. But we thank you now that you're causing us to hear your word, oh God, that we, Lord God, are not held in a place where we do not know, Father, but we will be quickened by your spirit in the name of Yeshua. When you say go, in the name of Yeshua, when you say pause, we will pause, oh God, in the name of Yeshua. Father God, we give your name the glory, the honor. Lord God, as we bless your name forever, we worship you forever, we adore you forever, we lift you up forever. Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. As those that have gathered together to counsel against the people of the living God around these United States of America, but we send, Lord God, the word of knowing that the Lord himself is our Almighty God, and he moves on behalf of us with a swiftness against the forces of the enemy. And we decree and declare, as we worship the living God, as we lift him up and adore him, as we magnify him, oh God, as we exalt him and preparing for his return in the name of Yeshua, because where we are is only temporary. Oh Father God, we thank you even now, oh God, as we bless your name, both now and forever. We worship you, for you are the all-wise God. No, we say be, oh God, glorified both now and forever. We bless your name, Father. We worship you forever.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteryou.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. Laron Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m., prophetic prayer. Time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m., monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.werestoreyou.org or email us at werestoreyou@yahoo.com.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents
Love,
The Unfinished Chapter, the brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreU.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreU.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word to tell me just what to do. Please send a word. God, I need to hear from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word. Got bad news. Light just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud. I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go.
against me shall be able to prosper.
We gotta take time and just say thank you. My God. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, love. Gotta take time and say, come on, let him know. Just let him know how thankful you are today. Oh, Lord, we say, oh, we say, thank you, Jesus. Just gotta say, just wanna say, thank you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I welcome you on today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am prophet and teacher Lorraine Matthews, and I welcome you all for joining us on this day. We honor the Lord for all that he is and all that he's doing in the lives of his people. We thank God for another opportunity to be able to share the word of God from around the world to many of you that are listening in far and near. And certainly, as I tell many people, I don't take the kingdom of God lightly and all that God is doing for his men and women servants in this hour. And so I bless the Lord for you all that are joining us from different sectors of the world. And certainly, it's just a pleasure, honor to be connected with good people. I always tell people all the time, good people are hard to find. Can't find good people all the time, but when you do, you better celebrate that vessel that you have or that servant that you have, because good people are hard to find. And when you find good people, man, you have to bless them and thank God for them, because it's only through the power, the grace, and the love of God that you're able to find real people who are able to do the things of the kingdom. I want to take this time to thank intercessors and prayer warriors and ministry gift. Thank you all for your prayers and just standing in the gap. We appreciate you, and we thank God for you on today. I certainly want to let you know I don't take you lightly, because you all are pivotal to what God is doing in the earth realm. So I thank God for those who come and pray and stand in the gap for so many. And we thank you on today for your mandate and your assignment in the land and in the earth realm. Well, if you have been following us, we have been sharing and teaching from the Kairos of God lately. We've been sharing the Kronos word, and we have never deviated from actually the teaching that we have taught from. So we're going to continue in a vein today. But I'm going to share today from the word of God from the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy. I want to read from 2 Timothy chapter number 2. 2 Timothy chapter number 2. This is a word for the people of God right now. I bless you, foster family. Thank you, Mother Smith. We appreciate you as well, too. I want to share from this word of God today, because I believe this is right now for so many people and lives of the people. There's something we're facing in the land that's gigantic within. I don't really think the body of Christ or the world is taking it serious enough. So therefore, I want to address it from this perspective.
and I believe it's going to bless your life. Go ahead and share it. Those who are following us via social media, please share it. Share it with us that they would be blessed today as well. I want to deal with something from the book of 1 Timothy, or 2 Timothy chapter number 2. 2 Timothy chapter number 2. Let me make sure I got that scripture right, because when I get to moving, the old brain get to moving real fastly. 2 Timothy chapter number 1, 2 Timothy chapter number 1, verse number 3. 2 Timothy chapter number 1, verse number 3, I believe it is. And once again, we thank God for Administrator Brian, who's celebrating another milestone in the life of her son. So we thank God for that as well. Today, we bless you, great kingdom leader and woman of God, on this day. I want to say this to the saints of God. Over the last several weeks, I have been faced in the authenticity of ministry, been faced with many distractions, tremendous distractions, just a lot of distractions at every level. I mean, some of the distraction is kind of like I'm president. Most of it come from inside rather than outside, because when you open yourself up to people, you find that many of your insiders are not where they say they are with you. So I want to say that, because I'm not diagnosing, I'm prognosing it now. But many of the things we encounter is more inside than outside, because when it's more inside, when it hits you from the inside, it shifts you or shakes you. But it's from the outside, it doesn't affect you as much as inside it does. But I want to read something from 1 Timothy, actually 2 Timothy, chapter number 1, verse number 3. Now, this is Paul speaking to Timothy, and he's dealing with some issues here. But Paul, this particular book, Paul is preparing Timothy to take the helm. Now, Timothy and the other believers at Ephesus are now gathering themselves, and he's giving final instructions to Timothy and encouraging him as he's pastoring these people. And he's reminding them of his lineage and where he came from, so that when he takes over the duty and the responsibility, he will know that what's in him is far greater than what he may have established on the outside. So Timothy now is receiving from Paul in prison. Paul had a profound ministry from prison. But here's the powerful thing about Paul. Paul was a man that didn't quit in the midst of his flaws. I wanted somebody to write that down. Paul did not quit in the midst of his flaws. I might better write that down, because we're going to go to the mountain in a minute. Because what I'm so tired of illegitimate people that get connected to our life, and they don't understand the value of who you are, but they want to spend more time getting connected with you to then accuse you in a flawness than understanding that you're blessing them under the anointing. Stay with me. Don't go anywhere. I want somebody to be blessed today, because we got an 11 o'clock message that I'm really going to bless the people of God with. So I'm going to bless them with this. Now, here it is, Paul. Paul is imprisoned. He's in prison. Now, he's a prisoner. He's now been locked in prison again. So this time, Paul is in prison the second time, getting ready to go to the chopping block of Nero. But he leaves final instruction for Timothy, because he realized and recognized that Timothy is going to take on the mantle. So Timothy is a young pastor, a young man in ministry, but he's going to take on the mantle. But what people don't understand, that if you are in prison, Paul was in a natural prison. So he was locked in a natural prison, but he was writing profound letters to the world, to the churches, and to those different ministries, and people with lives were touched, and they were delivered. And so he speaks to Timothy, and he lets Timothy know, in spite of what is going on around you, Timothy, you're going to carry the helm of a flawed man, yet anointed. So I'm passing the helm to you. I was not one of those apostles that was anointed by man, but I was an apostle of the Lord because I met him on Damascus. So I didn't have to have people to lay hands on me. My experience meeting God gave me the apostolic authority. Because when you look at the word apostle here or apostolic, you're talking about governmental position or authority of government. So people miss the authority of government that you operate in or the level of authority that you're carrying as an apostle of the Lord. So in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse number 3. Now, here's this. I want you to bless somebody today because you need to understand it. He said, I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in thy prayer night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandma Lois, thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stirred up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hand. Now, Paul is saying that, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power and love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, nor for me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his purpose, his grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world, but is now made manifested, that the appearing of the Savior Jesus, who has abolished death, has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles, for which cause I have suffered these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, but I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form and the sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. The God, the good thing which has committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us, that this thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom Cyclea and Harmongus. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for of oft refreshed me, and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me, and the Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest the very well. I want to deal with this verse number here. Verse 5. When I call to remember the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in grandma Lois and thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded that in thee also, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou shouldst stir up the gift in thee by the putting on the hand. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. I want to deal with this word today because I want to deal with the word fear here. I have to deal with this word fear here because what we're experiencing now is fear. There's a spirit of fear that's gripping many people's lives. Fear. Fear has gripped us at every turn. And so many times, people don't address the spirit of fear. They don't talk about fear. But fear is a spirit. I want want to deal with this from this perspective, because when God was talking to me, he was dealing with me from this this place as it relates to fear. He said to me, there are so many people that are living in an illusion and a delusion because of fear. Now, fear, when I looked up the word fear and break it down to men's dichotomy of the word fear, it we call it false emotion appearing real, false evidence appearing real, fear. Now look at this. This should bless somebody. False evidence appearing real. Now, when people, and I'm going to use a perfect illustration here of what fear do people to people. Have you ever been in a place where somebody is lonely? They're lonely, and they want somebody in their life. And if they want somebody in their life, the enemy will start playing with their mind. Biological clock, he'll play with your time, he'll play with your year. And immediately, what he'll do is he'll cause fear to grip you while you are alone. So he'll create a false evidence and make it appear real. He'll play on you being by yourself that nobody wants you. He'll play on you being by yourself that people don't want to be connected with you. He'll play on you being by yourself that I'll always be alone in my life. So immediately, we take the false evidence or false appearance, evidence that appear real. And then what we do immediately, satanic spirits who operate in the realm of fear will create imageries of stuff in our life that'll make us gravitate towards it. Now, watch this. False evidence appearing real, being lonely, false evidence appearing real, not having money, false evidence appearing real, not being connected. The enemy plays on that. He plays on that because look at what fear is. Fear is an intensely pleasant emotion in response to perceive or recognize a danger or a threat. Let me go to the mountain here. See, what the enemy will do, he will make you feel like that you are in need of somebody to fulfill you or somebody to be in your life to make you feel who you are. So he will create those things. Fear is an intensity, unpleasant emotion in response to perceive or recognize danger or threat. Fear causes a psychological change that produces a behavior reaction such as mounting aggressive response or fleeing or threat. So when fear comes in, immediately you get threatened or you get intimidated or you run. So what the enemy does is we create in our mind a substitute or something that will replace fear. So what he does, because you know the word of the Lord, God said, God turned people over to a delusion, a strong delusion. People rather have a lie than a truth. So the enemy will come in and create this imagery of what it is. Now, when he creates it, his demonic agents bring to you what you feel you need to fulfill you, but really it ain't fulfilling you. It's because fear came in, and when fear came in, that false impression appearing real, you accept what sends you. Now, let me look at somebody like that. You know, bless somebody. Many people are seeking love or relationship, and when something has hurted them in their life, or they messed up in a relationship, or another broken relationship comes, or something transpired in their life, they want that love or the relationship. So what the enemy does is when they're from a broken relationship, they seek out another relationship to fulfill the broken relationship. And they ain't even over the other one. But so they know that the other person who they hurt it don't want them no more. They're trying to get over that pain and try to eliminate their pain. So they jump into another relationship out of fear because they're running. Now, this relationship they go into is another relationship that's false, appearance looking real because they feel it's what they need. And the enemy does, out of that place of the psychological changes, behavior, reaction, he makes you create what you think is real but is not. So people that are forever learning, they never come into the knowledge of the truth. You got people going from one relationship to another relationship and never getting delivered and healed from the first relationship of where they at. Because the enemy comes in and he creates these fears in our life. And when he creates these fears in our life, even if the person tell you, I'm not interested in you, I don't want you. Now, rejection kick in or fear kick in. Ooh, they don't want me. I'm going to prove to them that they need me. I'm going to make them need me. I'm going to show them that they need me. I'm going to force them that they need me. And they don't want you. And what the enemy does out of that place is he creates an illusion in your mind. And what you do out of fear and the stimuli of fear, you choose to accept what is as is, because now the enemy have gripped you with fear. He grips the mind of the people with fear. So that false appearing real in your mind, it becomes an illusion, but you call it true. They love me. They don't love you. Oh, they care for me. They don't care for you. I'm going to stay there. You don't need to be there. Because he plays on the mind of the people. That's why the world where we at now, we have so many people in the world following the illusion and the delusion. So the media, social media, people create what they want, and we buy into it because we're empty. An empty wagon squeak all the time. A person still squeak every now and then. Operate in a place of God, then the enemy can't stop you. Faith overrules fear, but when fear grips you, fear causes an intense emotional response. And you have a lot of people operating from the place of fear. They open up the door of fear. Here's what he tells Timothy. He said, Timothy, I call you in remembrance of the unfeigned faith. Unfeigned faith that's in thee, which dwelt first in your grandma Lois, thy mother Eunice. That is in thee. So Timothy, I'm passing the helm to you. I'm passing the mantle to you because I know in you, Timothy, that inside you, there's an unfeigned faith in you. There's a part of you that is so powerful inside you that nothing can change what's in you because Grandma Lois and Mother Eunice have put this in you because of the power of the glory of God. So in you, Timothy, there is a level of God in you that cannot be taken away because of who you are in the kingdom. So because you are that man that operates in the level of God and in the place of God and the strength of God, the word unfeigned means genuine. Oh, good God Almighty. When you operate in genuine faith, there is nothing that can move you. He said the unfeigned, this word means genuine. When you look at the word there, it means genuine. When you operate in genuine faith, saints of God, everything around you that's not genuine, you know it doesn't belong in your life because faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith removes emotional fixations of illusional things. Because when you understand the unfeigned, the genuine part of God, not hypocritical, the genuine part of God, it's the part of your life that brings out the best in you and not the less in you. Somebody can write that down. It brings out the best in you and not the less in you. So fear now, what it does, fear opens up a door to accept anything that's comes in false appearing, looking real. It's false, but it appears real. It's not real. It's an evidence appearing real. So it looks real. It feels real. It makes you, and the critical thing about this part of it is that in this fear factor, it operates under the emotional platform. Oh, preach, man. It operates under the emotional platform. So in that platform of fear, it operates under the emotion. So everything comes out from an emotional place. So you start accepting it. Immediately, one can change you, even in spite of the lie or the negativity, because you're up in fear. Fear. Look how you know, I came to the revelation as a leader. And being a leader, I'm not afraid to release people. I'm not afraid to let people go. As an individual, I'm not afraid of frenemies. I'm afraid to lose friends. Not frenemy. Frenemy don't make no difference to me. Friend is different from frenemy. When you have the unfeigned faith, that means the genuine faith, fear does not control the power source in you. Fear will not rule over the power source in you. Why? Because you're genuine in everything that you do. And when you're genuine in everything that you do, anyone that comes into your life, when you become genuine with them and they know that you're genuine, when you show your genuineness to them, they won't be able to hang with you because they can't change your genuineness into fear. See, what fear does, fear makes you dependent on something outside that don't value the faith of genuineness on the inside. Do it make sense? I'm blessing somebody. Let me go here. See, when you operate in faith, an unfeigned faith, it's you genuine. So when you genuine in who you are, it's the power of the greatness of God. So when you genuine and you deal with phony folks can't deal with you. You know why? Because you're genuine. And see, under the word fear, phony folks want you to depend on them so that they can control your genuineness of who you are. But when you are a faith shaker and a faith maker, sound controls your power source. Sound controls your destiny. And fear does not have factor over you, because fear is false evidence appearing real. We allow people in our life from a place of fear because of loneliness or rejection or self-gratification or aggrandizement. And the enemy controls. So what he tells Timothy, he said, for God has not given us the spirit of what? Fear. False evidence appearing real. But power and love and of a what? Sound mind. So he says, Timothy, you have a sound mind. When your mind is sound, then anything outside of that will not affect the soundness of who you are in God. Because when you become sound in God, then you're not dealing with defective purpose and circumstances. Let me teach you this. When you are sound, you're able to understand, but defective people will not be able to affect the effectiveness of your genuineness. Because in a unsane or genuine person, it is who they are. And many phonies can't hang with genuine people. And when they get connected to genuine people, when they cannot control you, what they try to do is they try to intimidate you. And when they cannot intimidate you, then they try to find a way to break you. If they cannot break you, the next move is to put their mouth on you. And if they can't put their mouth on you, it's because they don't have power over your atmospheric reigning ability. Because when you operate in unsane, the word genuineness, no one can take away your who you are in God, in the power for which you carry in God, because there's greatness that comes from your place. Fear grip the world. And many people are afraid to stand up against enemies. They're afraid to stand up against people. They're afraid to stand up against. And look how many people are being abused. The reason they're being abused, because someone controlled them. Talking to a person who's going through a difficult time, and they say, oh, I love this person. Oh, I love him. I love him. I said, they love me. I said, they don't love you. Who you say? I said, no, they got your mind. That's the difference. When they get your mind, they can control you. Because, see, if somebody love you, here's what it says. If they love you, then they don't take the genuine out of you. If they love you, they don't abuse you. If they love you, they don't hurt you. If they love you, they don't violate you. If they love you, they don't break you. If they love you, they don't manipulate you. If they love you, they don't betray you. Y'all ain't ready for me today. See, because, see, in the power of love, the unfeigned faith, fear grips people. Some people, you trying to control me. Have you ever thought about people who you try to say control you? They're not trying to control you. If they love you, let me share something with you. If a person love you, they don't control you. They're trying to protect you. And you don't want to be protected because you're a wild cow. Y'all ain't ready for me. You got people out here wild. So when they try to, no, don't go that route. When you got a wild person or a person in their mind that's been going through so much Holocaust and Holocaust and acting like they got Pentecost, you got a wild person. So you can't really help them. So they say, you're trying to control me. I'm not trying to control you. I'm trying to let you know that's not a direction to go in. I'm trying to help you along the way. Because if you love a person, you'll never send them down a road of a trap. You'll never let them go into a trap where the enemy would trap them. So he said to Timothy, he said, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God inside you, which is in thee by the putting on of the hand. So he lays hands on Timothy. He stirred the gift of Timothy. The unfeigned faith of Timothy is activated to the next level. Because he's genuine in what he does. His relationship is genuine. The enemy can't trip him up or change it the way God is doing things in his life. Let's look at it. Let me take you back to fear. Fear also, fear, or the spirit of fear. This is the fear of fear, where the enemy grips people with fear. When the enemy grips you with fear or the spirit of fear, he used emotions to play on the greatness of who you are. See, that wicked device, that wicked demonic spirit of the enemy do not want you to succeed at any task. So he throws fear on you. How people control people with money, they control them with money. But really, they're afraid. Well, if I don't let him go or if I don't, if I don't leave, then I won't have my light bill paid. I won't be able to do this. Things won't happen. That's fear. They're controlling you with material things. For a lot of people, here's what a lot of other people do in fear. What they do in fear, if fear grips them. So if you're in a relationship and you know it's a counterfeit relationship, so what the person do who really wants you, what they'll do is they say, well, if you don't want to do me right, then I know I can find somewhere else. And then you and me go, oh, I get fear. Fear jumps in. Oh, I can't let nobody have them. Well, somebody got them already or her already. So you holding on. So what you are, you just holding on because of fear. Enemies have the mind of them. Fear is an intense, unpleasant, emotional response to what perceived or recognized as danger. It's danger. So it creates danger. Fear causes a psychological change that may create produce a behavior reaction that's mounting in aggressiveness, causing you to what? Flee? Fear is a human being. Fear in human beings may occur in a response to certain kind of stimulus occurring in presence or anticipation or expectation of future threats. So when the enemy comes in with that spirit of fear, immediately it threatens you. Look at the world right now. What is the biggest enemy of the world right now? Everybody in the world is in warfare over what? A vaccine. You know what? People are not in warfare anymore over the virus. They're in warfare over a vaccine. Nobody is concerned about corona. They're concerned about the vaccine. Isn't how the devil tricked people with corona, which means crown? If you look at the word crown, what it means is they created corona first. Before it ever was corona, it was a beer. Before it was a beer, it was a city. Now it's a virus. So they took you from a drink to a city to now a virus. Three things. So at first, corona was known as a beer. Then it was known as a city. Now it's known as a virus. So isn't it how? So what they did is they made you drink the virus. They let you live in the virus. And now they produce the virus. Woo, y'all got to get ready for me today. So everybody is operating. The situation, the existing of it, and now the disease of it. So you got three things that were already established. And the issue is no longer the virus, it's the vaccine. So people are concerned about what? The vaccine more than the virus. Because they're selling you the vaccine because they already have the virus in your mind. That way, have it in your mind. Touch your business, you better log off. See, when you and when they already told you in the beginning, they said it started in where? Wuhan. It started in Wuhan. What did they do next? Immediately after they said, first they said it was a bat. Then they said it came from a snake. So when you look, okay, a bat, then a snake. I said, okay. Then you got to do a little. You got to do a little study of where all of these things come up. So what it is, it's venomous. Venomous. Whatever it is, it's venomous. We know that something exists. Maybe it's an illusion in the mind of people. There may be something out there. But if you ever notice, during certain economic shifts, they intensify the virus after it. Then when in a certain climate, they intensify the virus. Now you got to deal with all of these others. You deal with a monkey one, or you might deal with a gorilla. Next week, you might deal with a monster. So they have all kinds of names. But they operate based upon your sensory or your fear. The greatest way the enemy controls the world is he controls the world through the spirit of fear. And what did he tell Timothy? God does not give us a spirit of fear, but what? Power. Secondly, love, and of a sound mind. So most people play on love when they play really on fear. They play on loneliness, rejection, abandonment, childhood issues. Most people who go through these hectic relationships is going through it because of fear. Because of fear. And flesh plays on all of those things because it recognizes what you need. It plays on all of those things. So he tells Timothy, God don't give you a spirit of fear, but power, that is love, and of a sound mind. I give you a sound mind because I'm directing you into the area of unfeigned, genuine. When you are a genuine person, then you're authentic. Authentic people are not afraid of being who they are in spite of what they were. Woo! Good God Almighty. When you are authentic, no one can take the authenticity away. So what you have now in the world is a church world full of people who are incarcerated by systems, organization, denomination, religion, and religiosity, so rituals. So most people that come into churches, they come into churches when they're genuine, but they turn out to be cloned or puppets, because people are creating what they want them to be for that church, that organization, that denomination, or those people. So you never come into who you are in God. So he tells Timothy, Timothy, because what's inside you, I'm on death row. I'm getting ready to go to Nero's chopping block. So I'm passing on wisdom. What's in you is genuine faith from what? Grandma, who? Lois, in your mother Eunice. And I am persuaded that it's in you also. So what's in you is so powerful. So when you take over the church, don't let these churchy people change who you are in God. Because I know in you, you have genuine faith. Faith means sound and frequency. You have a connection with God. And when you have a connection with God, stop allowing counterfeit people to make you feel like you are. I want you to speak in tongues. You won't even speak to me. So how are you going to give me a language that you won't even speak to me? You want me to speak in tongues, but you don't even respect the people of God in me. You don't want to speak in tongues, but you are arrogant and rude. You want to speak in tongues, but you're not living right. You want to speak in tongues. So what language are you trying to create inside me? If I have a genuine authenticity of God, then I'm genuine in God. I'm unfeigned. I'm genuine. See, you have so many people that are trying to change you. You know why people that co-create fear? Fear wants to control people. When you're around people who want to control you, they use fear tactics on you. That's what they do. They use fear tactics. And I was dealing with something, and I want to deal with this part and bless somebody. Now, I want people to understand this. Now, don't take me wrong, because my parents, I'm what they call fifth generation holiness background, fourth generation. Now, my dad and mom been married 60 years. My dad's a preacher, holiness preacher, mother. Now, what I've learned from my parents under living holy, under holiness, holiness is based upon moral values. That's what it is. It means living morally right. So under holiness, being wholeness is necessary. But under the umbrella, my parents were not balanced. They had church, but when it came to other issues, there was unbalance in it. Now, they were living it, but there was unbalance. So what you have a lot of people who are in church, what they call holiness is controlling you. What they call holiness is to beat you up. What they call holiness is to tell you what to do to live it, but they can't live it themselves. That's a whole bunch of that. You see a lot of people. Why? Because when you holy, you live morally right. See, it's a moral standard. So you got a lot of people running around holy. Okay, let me give you a perfect example of people who run around holy. Now, let's just bless you. And I know it's going to make a whole bunch of people angry, but y'all going to get over it. All right. So we got people who say they holy. Now, but they support immorality elected officials. They support people who are immoral, and they know they're immoral. And then they use the word a lesser of two evils. Well, you can't be holy. You can't have a lesser of an evil and be holy. See, you see what I'm saying? So you got holiness people going along with immorality, and then they tell it's the lesser of two evils. No, you of the devil. You are of the devil. God, holy people don't do unholy things because you say you holy. Am I right? Because let me tell you something. Because if you say you holy, then you don't compromise morality. They're not ready for me today. See, because you got people playing on holiness, and they're not living it. If you're holy, you're not a homosexual. If you're holy, you're not committing adultery. If you're holy, you're not putting your mouth on other people. If you're holy, you don't think that foolishness in your mind towards other people. But because of fear coming in, see, people equip you with fear. And then they say, oh, that's the word of God. They try to intimidate you. See, you'll lose people on that. Because, see, what you're bringing people in, see, and then and they're under. See, most people, when they talk about holiness, they speak of holiness from this place, from this dichotomy. They deal with holiness under dealing with sexual sin. But here, a lot of them are gossipers. They don't deal it with their mouth and what they say out of their mouth. They don't deal it with from having a lying spirit. They don't deal it with unforgiveness and bitterness and anger. They don't deal it with not making the right choices. But so they want to beat you down because they'll deal with you. They'll deal with most of those issues from sexual sin. But they don't want to deal with gossiping, sowing discord, carrying unforgiveness, carrying bitterness. And they don't want to, and then they have no mercy and no grace. Then they play on the mercy and the grace of you. But they want mercy and grace. They want you to do what's right, but they don't want to do what's right. I met some holiness preachers. They're very arrogant. They think that they have it all together. They treat people wrong. See, if you operate at that level, then it requires a truth. Because, see, what it means is he creates fear in people. When he creates these fear in you. Now, let me tell you something. I want just people to understand it. You got people serving God because they don't want to go to hell. I'm serving God because I know he loves me. That's the difference. Let me go there. See, people, if you don't go, you're going to go to hell and fire. We don't talk about the sovereignty of God. You serve God to not only go to hell, but you know he's a sovereign God because his love is great towards us. So it's in his love for us, harshiology, that's a study of what? When you study harshiology, it's missing the mark. When you miss the mark, when you love God, then God don't kill you. He convict you. Woo, good God Almighty. Woo, I'm blessing somebody today. Under, I'm serving God out because I don't want to go to hell. You're only serving him because you don't want to go in the fire and die. You got to serve God because you love him. Because when you have shortcomings in God, he is not going to kill you. He's going to convict you. And the conviction of God draw you back into the hand of God because you recognize his love, peace, and a sound mind of God. Because he's a sound God. That's the sovereignty of God. I don't want to go to hell. Absolutely not. But I want to serve a God that I know will have mercy on me. I remember when I first got saved. I was saved. I was single now too. And I had an issue in my life. Now I still was battling. And so a loving God, but I still had warfare in me. So the warfare in me, I was battling. Battling with the Lord. Battling my own self. So I would count down the days. Can I talk to real people? Am I talking to real saints? So I had this fornication spirit. So I was battling. I would count it down. I made it to 29 days. Y'all ain't ready for me. And I said, all right, I'm almost in the month. And I'm telling you, when the 30th day came, guess what? I fall. Then I'm crying. Oh, God, I missed the mark. Yeah. And I'm beating myself up. But the sovereignty of God grips me and says, you, son, come on, let me bring you in. And I'm saying, God, no, I'm not ready. Oh, God, I want to die. Oh, I don't want to live no more. Oh, I let you down. And the sovereignty of God kick in. Now, when you are holding that person, you're going to hell. You're breath, fire, and breath. And now you get afraid. You're scared. So what you end up doing under that umbrella is you start sneaking and doing stuff instead of knowing the sovereignty of God would keep you. God, help me through this. I need your help because I missed the mark. And so many times, people, when they miss the mark, We terrorize people. We try to destroy people. And you know, most of the people who are trying to tear people down are people in their own hidden agenda. So they try to preach themselves out of something that they haven't overcame. But when you have the sovereignty of God unfeigned means genuine. If you're an authentic person, you can reach the people that are broken because you know that they're destitute. They're hurt. I overcame. See, if you know how to overcome something, you'll be able to be successful in it, and you can bring people into the righteousness of God. There are some people that can overcome instantaneously, but some people go through a process. It takes time. You got some people love God, but they got a cussing spirit. See, God delivered them from cussing. Oh, I'm told. I'm so. Hey, my cousin always, oh, cousin, I'm so sorry. And my cousin loved me. He cussed. Oh, I'm so sorry, cuss. And then he said another cuss word. Said, oh, I'm so sorry again. Then he said no. I said, cuss, it's okay. God have to deliver you from that. But he says to me, I apologize. But God is delivering him. The next time we were together, before we left, he said, cuss. You know what? I didn't even cuss none. He said, I didn't cuss not one time. I said, well, that was good. He said, you know why? Because when I left you, you left me thinking in my mind. I said, man, cuz didn't even tear me down. He didn't say nothing negative like other people were because I allowed him room to grow and develop into who God wanted him to be. I didn't beat him down with the word. See, most of us who make mistakes under fear, when faith is introduced to fear, the power of the presence of God will overturn the ruling of the enemy. See, the enemy always play on fear. When you walk in a place of faith, then everything around you will change. Your mind will change. Your health will change. Your spirit will change. The moment the virus came into the land, or they were talking about the virus, you know what I did? I immediately start taking care of my health. Because if you take care of your health, it's proven statistically. Even if you study sociology is the study of society and human behavior. If you take care of your health, there are certain things that you eat would not cause a reaction to your body chemicals. And when you take care of yourself, then when fear grip you, then faith overtakes you because it's not in your body. When I gave up meat 3 years ago, I gave up meat because I chose to not allow the animal kingdom to operate under the kingdom of God. Now, people do that. It's fine with you. I chose to make a choice. So my mind is clear. My emotions are different. My spirit is different. My thought process is different. And I said, I choose to be healthy and take care of myself. So if I take care of myself, then my anatomy will take care of me. So when things came and things happened, see, I'm the anointed of God. And one of the things about the believer of God, the word of God said, I wish upon all things that you do prosper and be in what? Health, even as your soul prospers. When you take care of yourself, God will move and he will bless you. He will guide you. Let me stop right here. So Timothy understood that what faith was doing is faith was giving him power when fear begins to come in. Because when you're operating in ministry, you have to deal with multiple personalities, ups and downs of people, highs and lows, ins and outs, the good, the bad. And you have to operate in a place of faith. So that when you're dealing with the issue at hand, you can bring breakthrough and deliverance to that man or woman. There's somebody on here right now. God had brought you through this season of fear because of his faith on you. And he brought you through this place of fear. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. I feel this right now. I heard this is a word for somebody. God said, tell you today that I brought you through the shame so I could bring you back to fame. My God, I'm prophesying now. The prophetic came out of me, y'all. Here come the prophetic. This is for somebody. God said, I brought you through shame to give you back your fame. I allowed you to go through this because what you're going to do out of this, lives are going to be transformed through you. People are going to be touched through you. So your shame is going to bring you fame. Somebody said, what do you mean? He said, for your trouble, I'm going to give you double. That's Isaiah 61. Go to Isaiah 61 and 7. For your double, I'm going to give, for your double shame, I'll give you
you double. So God is going to move over your life. So don't be afraid to go through the process. Don't be afraid to go through what you went through. This gonna bless somebody. I bless somebody with this. I'm going to give you a testimony of my life. This is authentic. I want somebody to be blessed because somebody got mad and I heard it through the grapevine. Touch people say he heard it through the grapevine. It wasn't Marvin Gaye. I heard it through the grapevine, but this was the Marvin Gaye. Somebody was saying to somebody the other day, well, they got a problem with Prophet Matthew because he got a lot of kids. Excuse me? They say they got a problem with Prophet Matthew because he got a lot of kids. I said, okay, yeah, what's the problem? What's the problem? Well, it ain't the problem that I got a lot of kids. They want to know my personal life of how I got a lot of kids. I had sex. I was in sin. You know, you follow what I'm saying? Say, am I blessing somebody? Am I blessing people? Am I blessing some real? Am I talking to some real people? Stop about that. So that's why I was at. No, what they want to do is people want to go back to what you were at, and they want to try to examine where you came from, your background. Because two people say, my background will not stop my forerunner. Because see, when you serve the Lord, you trust God. Am I talking to real people? So when people want to talk about your background, and I say, so what's so important about that? What's the issue? No, real issue is not the children. The issue is a person want to be nosy, and they're trying to figure things out. Because see, when you serve God, everybody got a background, got something in their past. But thank God, blessed be the name of the Lord God that brought you out. People want to focus on where you at. So that's not going to throw fear on me, because you know what? I love my family. I love my children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And see, when God brings you out of something, then don't be afraid to thank God for the breakthrough. Out, you operate in the presence of God and the love of God and the glory of God, so you can deliver somebody else. Bring somebody out to the place of breakthrough and deliverance. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me today. Because see, there are some people in their lives, they made mistakes. Error, enemy wants to play on your life. It's called, I missed the mark. I missed the mark then. When you came out of that, that's why you got religious people, rituals, who are ritualistic people. They're so concerned about everything else. They don't be concerned about themselves. They're worried about you. Presence and the power of God will bring you into victory. Look at somebody say, I will not live in fear. I will not walk in fear. I will not walk in intimidation. I will not let people use fear on me and fear factor. I missed the mark. The word is called harshiology. It's the study of missing the mark or error. All have missed the mark in the kingdom of God. But God want to bring us into the place of victory, his sovereignty, his power to bring us into a mind to understand the glory of God. Problem. Siblings were growing up. One of the things I learned, I'll deal with that at a later time. We'll have to deal with that later time, because that would have to be a whole different dichotomy of a conversation. But that'll bless somebody today. Hold on to that word. Let fear grip you. Hold on to the presence and the power of God of where he's at in your life. Amen. He tells Timothy, don't walk in fear. Don't take fear to 2022, 2023, 2024, 2025, 2022. You walk into the face of God. Walk up proud. Tattoos. Have the scars of what you've been through. And your scars of what you've been through bring you to the place of the outcome of the glory of God. Don't walk in fear. Don't let people intimidate you with fear. Don't hold on to people who don't value you, and then they're using fear tactics on you. Don't let people keep you under the microscope of fear. There's so many anointed people of God that the enemy wants to use fear to grip you and to pull you from the greatness of God in your life and the anointing of God on your life. God is bringing you into another place in him. And the Holy Ghost don't give you a spirit of fear. God give you, he'll convict you. And what really convicts you is not him, it's the God in him. You'll convict yourself because you know what's right. Because you love him. The sovereignty of God and the power of God on your life. How many of us feel bad about choices we made? Even some choices now. But the power of God is going to keep us. He's going to bless you and watch over you and preserve you for such a time as this. All right, we bless the Lord for you on today. Hallelujah, we give God praise, glory, and honor. All right, real quickly, we're getting ready for our 11 o'clock service today. I'm telling you, there's a word from the Lord. And one of the things that the Lord's been dealing with me in this season, thanks to God, is the word called sin. Now, watch this. This is going to bless somebody. So you don't want to miss our 11 o'clock service as well as our Facebook Live. I'm dealing with sin. It's called sickness in the individual nature. Sickness in the individual nature. And so many times in our lives, we go through sickness in the individual nature. That's sin. Now, when we deal with the sickness in the individual nature, we have to find out what the sickness is in our life that make us go back to these natures in our life, to go back to the same old thing. I'm going to be dealing with that today. You're going to be blessed. It's going to be our 11 o'clock service today. There will be a word from the Lord. If you are in our region, join us at our service at 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. There will be a word from the Lord. We've been dealing with when letting go count for something. How many of us really have to let go some things so it can count for something? You will be blessed immensely. In a time like this where the world is faced with so many dilemmas and painful issues and painful challenges, somebody have to be a sacrifice. Somebody have to be a black sheep for the kingdom of God, to be an example to what's going on in the world. And people need a fresh word from the Lord to bring them out of the sickness in the individual nature. Today's word here, we're dealing with fear. Fear has gripped us, and fear creates a false appearance, a false emotion appearing real. And a lot of us got ourselves in these tangled up situations because of fear. Fear. And God wants you to operate in the level of faith and the power of faith in his word. There's so many things that the kingdom of God is waiting for you in to bring you into the greatness of him on today. And we bless the Lord for who you are in this season, man of God, woman of God, people of interest. We stand on the word of God for your breakthrough and the breaker's anointing on you. I bless the Lord for you on today. And we believe God for you. If you listen in right now, you said, Prophet Matthews, I don't know the Lord as my Savior. I'm backslid. I've been saving. I'm backslid. And then if you're backsliding, you don't know him. Today is your opportunity. Why? Because the sovereignty of God is powerful. And God said, I'm married to the backslider. I'm married to you. It's time to get yourself together in God and trust him and know that his will be done. I'm going to pray with you right now. The word of God said in Romans 10 and 9, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus have died and you believe in your heart that he was raised from the dead, salvation is yours. Then you get in your church that believes in the word of God. Or you follow us on Facebook and some of our churches around the United States that are preaching the word of God and blessing people alive. These great kingdom leaders are blessing people lives around the world. And they're part of our fellowship and our connection. So we want to introduce you to them, to those churches. Repeat after me, man of God, woman of God. Say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I repent of every sin I committed against you. Come into my life. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Man of God, woman of God, if you said that and you confess with your mouth and you believe it in your heart, because God is a cardiologist. He inspects everything. You are saved. And the word of God said, he that wins souls is wise. And when one soul accepts Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, heaven rejoices. You don't have to go around crying and weeping over spoiled milk and unauthorized spirits that don't understand the faith of God in you today. I bless you on today. Continue to stay in that place of God. Walk in the purpose and the plan of God for your life. Don't let the enemy blackmail your greatness with the damage of your past. Let me say that again. Don't let the enemy blackmail the greatness with the damage of your past. Don't allow the enemy to blackmail greatness with the damage of your past. I would never have been here where I'm at today, dealing with all of the false spirits and the people that have said things, saw things through scandal, difficult times, challenging times, and I would not be here if it had not been from the Lord. So don't let people blackmail your greatness with the damage of your past. Stay strong in God and believe in Him. All right? Love you. Say to God. Continue to walk in the purpose and the promises of God for your life. Those who are listening to us on the blog talk, we bless the Lord for you on today. We thank God for you, men of God, people of God. Continue to stay in that place of God and be strong in the Lord on today. All right, Administrator Rita Bryan, come on in with any final words for us on today. Administrator Bryan, they have an event coming up in the city of Alabama, Clinton, Alabama, a fundraiser event coming up. Give us the information, woman of God. We want to hear what the Lord has given you for us. Come on in, Administrator Rita Bryan.
God bless you, Dr. Matthews, and God bless everyone that's listening in on the line this morning. We're excited about next Sunday, the 19th at 4 o'clock p.m. in Clinton, Alabama at the Morningstar Baptist Church. Brain Injury Awareness have collaborated with the Morningstar Baptist Church to do a love program for a little guy. He's 2 years old. His name, we call him Fat Daddy. His name is Jermichael Seymour. He has cancer. He's going through 25 treatments of radiation. He's on his fifth round starting last week, and we're doing a love program for him on next Sunday, and we're asking all of you to keep us in prayer. And if you can support this great program, we would truly appreciate that as well. It's on my Facebook site as well, but the Cash App for supporting this young man is TIC34. Let me make sure that's correct. Hold on. It's TIC34, and that's for little Jermichael Seymour. He's my son's neighbor. He lives across the street from my son, JR, who is also a miracle as well, recovering from a brain injury almost 8 years ago. And we would appreciate any support you can give for this little two-year-old young man. And we just believe in God for a miracle. That's next Sunday at the Morningstar Baptist Church, 4946 County Road 76 in the great city of Clinton, Alabama, where Pastor Cecil Nix is the overseer. Also, we've adopted the third Sunday in every month as a love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. And if you desire to bless the man of God, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org, or you can cash app at @RFPIM, or you can Zelle at WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com. Please save these dates. Dr. Matthews is on his way to Prattville, Alabama, January 22nd, 2022, at 7 o'clock p.m. He's headed to Anointed Remnant Ministries, where Bishop and Prophetess Bradley are the overseers. More information coming on that. February 19th through the 22nd, Save Your Date, Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. They're getting ready for What's Love Empowerment Conference, where Apostle Maurice Simmons and Prophetess Eugenia Simmons are the host pastors. Those dates are February 19th through February 22nd. Dr. Matthews will be the guest speaker at that event as well. May the 15th, Baltimore, Maryland, Dr. Matthews is on his way back to you. More information is forthcoming. May 28th through the 29th, Marion, South Carolina, get ready. Dr. Matthews is heading his way to Ark Family Fellowship Church, where Pastor Aaron Myers and Pastor Sandra Ganey are the overseers. For more information on any of these announcements, you can give us a call at 877-912-2027, or you can email us at LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. If you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the guest speaker at your conference prophetic summit, he's also a licensed Christian counselor. We'll be more than happy to coordinate those dates for you. Just give us a call at 877-912-2027. Again, that number is 877-912-2027, or you can contact the local ministry at area code 708-825-1988. Again, thank you for joining us for the Sunday Morning Prophetic Experience, where the Word of the Lord comes alive with our overseer and teacher, Dr. LaRon Matthews. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us on today. Continue to stay in that place, beloved. We love you immensely. We're looking forward to being in your city, town, or nation around the world. Continue to walk in the purpose and the plan of God. You all be blessed on today. We'll talk to you soon. And as always, shalom in your court.
is my prayer for you on today. God bless you all. We'll see you at 11 o'clock service. God bless.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
I must be close to my destiny, extremely close to my victory, 'cause here comes trials and troubles, jealousy and envy. I must be close to what you have for me. I must be close to my overflow, extremely close to my miracle. 'Cause here comes confusion, problems and enemies. I just believe that I must be close to what you have for me. So much is given, so much is required. Be qualified, must go through the fire. But I won't smell like smoke, I'll be benefited.
Oh,
Bye. won't you pour out on us? 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 Oh God, won't you pour out on us? That's what we want. Won't you pour out on us? Oh, won't you pour out on us?
Ooh, Rabbi.
Won't you pour out on us?
Won't you pour out on us?
Pour your oil on us.
Won't you pour out on us?
Pour your oil on us.
Pour your oil on us.
Won't you pour out on us?
Won't you pour out on us?
Pour your oil on us.
Pour your oil on us.
Won't you pour out on us?
Won't you pour out on us?
Say, pour your oil on us.
Pour your oil on us.
Oh, won't you pour out on us?
Won't you pour out on us?
Pour your oil on us.
Pour your oil on us.
Won't you pour out on us?
Pour your oil on us.
Lord, won't you pour out on us?
Won't you pour out on us?
Pour your oil on us.
Pour your oil on us.
Won't you pour out on us?
Won't you pour out on us?
Woo, God! Attention, hold on, oh Lord, won't you pour?